As you're about to go and enter into the sukkah tonight and experience the central mitzvah of Chag HaSukkos, the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah, there seems to be a dichotomy that exists between the structure itself of the sukkah. We know that the sukkah is composed of two parts, the defanos, the walls of the sukkah, as well as the schach, the roof of the sukkah. The halacha demands certain specific details when it comes to the schach, while on the other hand, when it comes to the walls itself, the halacha is pretty open and pretty expansive in what one is allowed to use for walls. When it comes to walls, kol defanos kasheros, all of the walls seemingly are kosher in order to build a sukkah, as long as they have the requisite requirement in terms of the size of the walls that they must be, the minimum amount of walls, and that they're not too high. But basically, in terms of the actual structure and material of the walls, almost anything goes when it comes to a sukkah. In addition, there are many halachos when it comes to halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, interesting ways in which walls could exist halachically even if they don't exist in reality. So halachos such as Lavud, halachos such as Gur Asik and Gur Achis, Teres HaPesach. There are many halachos which involve the walls that give latitude in which people could build different types of sukkahs. People have fiberglass sukkahs, people have canvas sukkahs, people have sukkahs which are built off twine when it comes to Lavud, the walls, seemingly there's a lot of latitude in how one wants to build a sukkah. However, halacha demands, when it comes to schach, something much more specific. The two basic requirements, if we could hone in on them, are that they must be something which are gedulei karka, something which is grown from the ground, and things which are inu makabel tuma. They cannot have the ability to contract tuma, ritual impurity. What exactly is this split, this dichotomy which exists between the schach and the sukkah? What exactly is going on over here? We know that when it comes to the other central mitzvah of sukkahs, that is the mitzvah of the dalad minim, that Chazal, the Rishonim, many of them point to the symbolism of the dalad minim that exist having to do with human beings. Perhaps the dalad minim are representative of different limbs, the esrog, the heart, the spine, etc. It could be that dalad minim are representative of different types of Jews, Jews with more mitzvahs, Jews with less mitzvahs, Jews with more Torah, Jews with less Torah, and it seems as if the dalad minim metaphorically are speaking to the array and the spectrum of Jewish people. If that symbolism does exist by sukkah as well, then I think we see something quite interesting. When one views and analyzes the structure of the sukkah, if the walls, which represent the body and structure of the sukkah, perhaps are representative of the body of human beings, where the schach is representative of the person's head, his heart, his desires, his ability to rise above his own self and create a certain event of sense of individuality. That being the case, I think there are maybe two very beautiful ideas that we can glean from this idea that the sukkah may metaphorically be speaking to the different types of Jews. The first idea, I think also, which is also found by Dalad Minim, is the understanding while that there may be many different types of Jews in the way that we look. People have different body types, people have grown up in a different society, people have different upbringings and grew up in a different milieu, people grew up with sometimes with more money or less money, with more skills, with less skills. Nevertheless, despite the fact that we might physically appear to be different, as most sukkahs physically may appear to be different, the walls may be made of fiberglass or they may be made of canvas, it may be made of wood, there's an array of options how the sukkah may appear. When it comes to the schach, which is representative of the person's head, the person's heart, the person's thoughts, machshavos, those things must be uniform. And how are they uniform? They must be uniform in the sense that they're natural and that they're inu makabel tuma, that they don't have the ability to contract tuma, that ultimately, together, while we may be different in terms of the way that we look and our appearances, in terms of our own dreams and aspirations, our desires, especially coming out of Yom Kippur, our deep and truest desire is to connect to the Ribono Shel Olam. And therefore the schach is uniform, while the walls may have certain sense of individuality, may have certain elements which makes the sukkah unique. And perhaps that is the idea that the sukkah is trying to convey, that despite the differences that may exist externally within the Jewish people, that internally, in terms of the schach, in terms of our desire to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Torah, to mitzvos, to something which goes above and beyond ourselves, that is uniform, that we have a sense of achdus, that we have a sense of togetherness, togetherness and unity in trying to connect the Ribono Shalom. I think another idea, which is also profound, if one takes this metaphor to another level, that is in the fact that while we know that the sukkah itself, the defanos, the walls of the sukkah, cannot be built to be kabbal tuma, which is very reminiscent of sometimes our physicality, our bodies, the fact that we live in a world of gashmias. We live in a world in which material desires, material wealth, are at the forefront of one's mind, and a lot of times those things are not necessarily consistent with Torah values and Torah hashkafas. And those things certainly do make up the body of every individual. However, at the top of that body, at the top of that material desire and need, those material aspirations exist, a schach exists a head, exists a bechir chafshis, a tzel malkim, a neshama, which is enu makabel tuma, as a schach is, which is something that is dreaming for a more lofty and higher and holier existence, which has very serious dreams and aspirations, that no matter what the surrounding elements of tuma around him may be, nevertheless, at its core, the neshama is something which is striving for perfection, which is striving to be close to the Ribono Sholem. And therefore, what the sukkah may be representing is the fact that despite that we have material elements which exist in our lives, that ultimately we are human beings that live in this world, and this world is one of material essence. Nevertheless, the same way that the schach is Einu Mekabel Tuma, so too our schach, our neshama, the things which define us, which make uniquely human, are Einu Mekabel Tuma. They naturally want to strive towards the Ribono Shalom. They naturally want to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so too, just like the schach, that's Einu Mekabel Tuma. And that gives us a sense of purpose and belonging and awareness that no matter where we may be in terms of our material self, our spiritual self is looking for something deeper, higher, and much more meaningful. And I think just to end with one idea, there's a halacha that kashim shachal shem shemayim al chagiga shem shemayim al sukkah, that there's an element of kedusha that exists to the sukkah, that the same way that a karban has a certain element of holiness, so too the sukkah itself exists and contains a certain amount of holiness. So there's a discussion in the Masechta Sukkah whether that kedusha that exists on the sukkah extends not just to the schach, which is a simple understanding, but to the walls as well. And if one takes a perspective that extends the walls, I think within our metaphor, then there's something very beautiful comes out, that despite our background and different upbringing, despite maybe the material nature of our body and the material makeup of our dreams and aspirations, we have the ability to uplift it and make it similar to the schach, where the Shem Shemayim, where the Kedusha that exists on the Chagiga, which exists on the schach, which is Einu Mekabel Tuma, can in addition exist on the Defanos as well, could exist on the walls as well. And therefore we could completely uplift our material selves in order to make it consistent with our spiritual selves and live a life which is filled with Kedusha. Mirat Hashem, if we focus on both these elements, the fact that despite our differences, we have unity in wanting to connect to the Ribono Shel Olam, the same way the Schach is uniform, as well as the fact that despite our material desires, which sometimes are not consistent with Torah dreams and aspirations, nevertheless, we have the schach, which is striving towards a significant relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. If we have these two things in mind, hopefully we'll be able to be mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah b'shleimuso, and be able to uplift our entire beings in order to be mekadeshim shemayim and fulfill the ratzon habore.